Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a week 10 that starts off with really good news for Washington as they get ready to welcome fans back to Northwest Stadium against the Lions on Sunday afternoon. No longer nationally televised. This will not be America's game of the week, but still in the 4 o'clock window for a later day game over in Landover. Jaden Daniels did not suffer any ligament damage on that non-throwing left elbow when he went down and dislocated it. We already knew there was no fracture. Now we know there's no surgery. There's no procedure needed on that elbow. It's really hard to imagine, you watch that replay, that he avoided as many of the serious problems that he did. But, you know, we've said, is he durable? Is he not? Does he get hurt too much? Does he not? Here's what I will say about Jaden Daniels. He's Gumby. Like, remember when he got folded up?
Yep.
Last year at home in a game, and everyone thought he had torn every ligament against the Falcons, and he just popped right up like nothing had happened?
I sure do.
This is the elbow version of that. It's amazing to me that he avoided serious injury. The team, as of right now, Danny, is not even putting him on injured reserve, meaning they are leaving open the possibility. You'll hear from Dan Quinn in a second. They're leaving open the chance that he could come back as soon as week 13, which is unlikely, but my God, that looked like his arm would never be the same. And apparently, as of right now, what they said is he's a little sore.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but I'm going to try my best to quantify this. I said earlier to you guys today that if you had given me two options, one option, after watching that injury, seeing it more than I care to see it, his left arm will never be the same again. He will have a Steven Strasburg-like experience where he won't be able to sit, stand, use it the correct way, pick up his future children, whatever. He will not have a fully functioning left arm. Or he'll play in a couple weeks. I've been like, well, it's probably he'll never have a fully functional left arm again after that gruesome of an injury. And sure enough, somehow, some way, he's so pliable, he's so, whatever, spry, whatever words you want to use that are above my pay grade. It reminds me, remember when Bryce Harper got in a fight with the first base running down the line? It was like, well, that's all the L's. ACL, PCL, DCL, QCL, all the gone, exploded. Nope, totally fine.
Yeah.
After, you know, needed some rest, obviously, but came back in a few weeks.
That's one
this,
where
this youth, is like that.
Youth's definitely on your side to some extent, but it's also just a God-given natural
that's what it is, man.
Fluidity thing, you know, a body thing to some extent. But staggering. Now, this was something that we brought up early in the week, is if there's no fracture and no ligament damage, then it looks way worse than it probably is, which is so easy for me to say, sitting on a very comfortable couch here at Charbar at the JW Marriott out in Reston. But that's where we are, that it looks as though he's going to be able to come back way sooner potentially than we thought. Let's hear from Dan Quinn today when he addressed the news on Jaden Daniels.
Well, let's start with just, I thought it was a good process to go through, like all the players do, get, you know, second opinions and getting all the information, you know, of what to do and how to do it. So I thought the guys nailed that. Dr. Nunziata ran point on that, but, you know, consulting all the people, and Jaden was involved with that as well. So it's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference. You have an injury, not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, you know, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space.
So Dan Quinn kicks the can down the road on timetable of a return. After the bye week means you play the Lions this week, you fly to Madrid early next week, you play the Dolphins next weekend in what will be week 11. The bye week is week 12. And then that week 13 game is actually the game we're giving away the tickets to today, where you welcome the Broncos, currently scheduled for Sunday Night Football. Possibly you get flexed out of primetime. We'll see how the season's going at that point. But we've got two pairs we're giving away out here at Char Bar. You can come on out and register to win today. But that would be week 13. So he's saying, I'm going to update you after the bye week. Normally they don't do that on Monday's post-game. So my guess is somewhere in that 17th to 19th of November range, about 10 to 12 days from now, Quinn will address the plan with Jaden Daniels. Do you bring him back right away as soon as week 13 against Miami? Does he need another week or two? It would seem to me, though, that if he's not...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A possibility to return against the Dolphins, you would just put him on IR right now because you could take him off short-term IR after missing four games and bring him back week 14, week 15 for the final stretch of the season. By not putting him on IR today, doesn't it make you think they believe he might not have to miss four games?
That's the impression that I get. I'm sort of, you know, doing the backwards counting math kind of the same way you did.
What other implication would there be?
Well, that's fair. There's no other implication. There is, however, the recent past of the mistake they made where Terry McLaurin should have been on IR and wasn't because he missed enough weeks where they think they got a chance. But I guess there's no harm in you know, keeping him up if you think he's coming back and then it turns out it takes an extra week or two or whatever.
They also did that with Noah Brown, by the way.
Yep.
They missed the boat on both guys in terms of IR versus weeks where they could not be taking up a roster spot. Now, it doesn't matter that much because it's not like that roster spot is – a Hall of Famer coming
exactly
in
right.
to change the season.
But to drill down, just to clarify the point, I think you're right. It's their view that we think he can come back. And that's why they're not doing it now. They don't want to eliminate the possibility of that third or fourth game that he wouldn't be able to play, which is just unbelievable that that's even on the table.
Yeah, two-parter to the story for me. The first, which we've kind of addressed, is what an amazing thing.
Unbelievable.
How staggering is this guy's ability, seemingly, to avoid the scariest situation? I mean, remember when we were awaiting word on the knee, and then we were awaiting word on the hamstring, and now we're awaiting word on the elbow, and every single time it's been almost best case scenario in a sense. So simultaneously, if you're going to do this conversation that a lot of us are, and you're going to have the dialogue about his durability and the number of injuries piling up and all that, fair, reasonable. Anybody who shouts you down is, you know, probably being unreasonable. But I think you also have to acknowledge, with each of these injuries, something about him has allowed him to avoid what looked really, really bad at the time.
Yep.
And what was feared as possibly being way, way worse. So that's amazing. That's the number one takeaway here. Number two, I think the conversation that you then have to have is, how should they handle the return and what should the plan be? What does it mean for the rest of this season that as of right now, internally I'm sure they've got some idea of what they want to do. They're not going to say it yet. But are they waiting 2 weeks to see, post-bye week, you lost to the Lions, you beat the Dolphins, let's take a peek at the standings and see where we're at? Is it as simple as if you win somehow, some way against Detroit this week, then you're probably in a pick'em game against Miami and you go 2-0 and the season's back on? Now there's all the more reason to bring him back. I guess that's what I want to know is, when he says, I'll update you in a couple of weeks, is it that's when we're going to have more information on his elbow and know when he's going to come back? Or are they waiting to see whether or not it's worth bringing him back based on the year they're having?
I think it's the former, but again, I wouldn't put the context of it all past them. And I guess what I mean is, you go, if we somehow shock the world here this week, right? If we do something insane and beat the Detroit Lions that nobody thinks we're going to do, and then you've got a winnable game against Miami, you could, quote unquote, have that sliver of a season still. Again, they're still in a terrible place in the NFC. Still in an awful place in the NFC, simply because of all the games they've lost, their record, how poor it's been, et cetera. They basically have to have a run at the end of the year where they win all their NFC East games and Philadelphia has to collapse. I'm literally viewing it that way. I don't know that they are. They're just kind of waiting around until they're mathematically eliminated, if it's scenario two that you laid out. But to me, this is a Jaden Daniels needs work. He's our guy. The instant he's safe and eligible and able to come back and protect himself and so on, that's the plan. And I think that's it. I think that's governing their thinking. That's me basing that on what they've done earlier this year, where they were judicious, cautious, maybe said, "Hope, slow down there, buddy. I know you're chomping at the bit. You're going to take an extra week. We're going to make sure you're right."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.